What's good, family? I am Pastor Ro, and we're back with another episode. I believe this is going to be good. It's going to encourage you. It's going to challenge you. Hopefully, it makes you think. A part of my assignment on this earth is to challenge the status quo and in the capacity and in the sphere of how we think. Hopefully, this makes you think, and obviously, it edifies you. So it's not going to be anything too provocative. But it is in some way going to provoke how you think about what you do, why you do it, and how you do it. In other words, your purpose. I was in conversation with a brother of mine last night, and he asked me this question, Pastor Ro, how do I know I'm in purpose? How do I know what my purpose is? And that question is a question that is asked so often. Whether that is in the church setting, whether that's in the corporate setting, whether that is in your own particular community, that question is always asked, what is my purpose? How do I locate what my purpose is? And to be honest and frank, I had always presented a response that was quite, you know, cliche. You know you're on purpose if you're doing what you love, that one thing that you have a deep desire and passion for, as long as you are pursuing that and you hit that goal, you are pursuing purpose. However, when I think about it much more critically, particularly from the scope of Scripture and specifically within the life of Christ, my response is different. I no longer think like that. Now, allow me to kind of to define this before we kind of get talking about this in much more in depth. Now, let me say this. For me, and hear me out, because I'm still working this thought through. Literally, as I am talking to you, I am literally thinking out loud. So reason with me. For me, my previous understanding of purpose was defined as a noun. We know what a noun is, students. It is something that describes a person, place, or thing. And so for me, I always thought that purpose was a noun. It defined a thing. It defined what your identity was. It defined who you were. It defined a particular place. In this instance, we're not talking about a geographic location, even though in some case it may involve that, but it may define a place as it concerns where you have reached, a destination that you have somewhat rested at, a goal that you have accomplished, right? And so in my perspective, through my lens, purpose was defined as such. You know, purpose is something that you accomplished. It is something that you have achieved. It is something that you have acquired. It's an acquisition of some sort of transaction, if you will. You know, you worked, you grind, you did all that you could have done. And in turn, now you're in purpose. And oftentimes we have, as well, and this is important to know, we have associated purpose with an economic value. And so I'm in purpose when I know that I'm receiving the particular economic value that I have attributed to what my purpose looked like, what my purpose ought to feel like. The place where I'm supposed to be in, I define that by economic terms, and therefore suggest and propose that I'm now in purpose because this is exactly what I imagine I would be doing, where I would be, because this is what purpose defines or looks like. We define purpose also too by the relationships that we have acquired. Certain spaces now we feel that we are in purpose because these spaces, these individuals, these networks, if you will, this new community reveals, it reflects where I'm supposed to be. It reflects myself being accomplished, or I have achieved something. And I that sort of perspective, that viewpoint, let me say this, that worldview, if you will, defines purpose as a noun. But what if we look at purpose as a verb? Pastor O, what are you talking about? Please bear with me. As opposed to viewing purpose or defining purpose according to a place, a thing, a person, how about we define purpose as a verb in that we are now viewing purpose as an action? So it's not so much about the destination, but purpose is also defined by the process. Okay, so what do you mean by that, Pastor? All right, I'm gonna try to make sense of what I'm trying to think through out loud. I view purpose, I'm gonna use myself as an example, to work as a case study, if you will, so it can help paint your picture. So for me, I am pursuing a PhD. I have always loved the academy. I love academics. I love to read. I love to write. I love to teach. I love the scholarly world. I don't know, call me boring, a nerd. I take all of the names because I just love it. I just have a deep, deep-rooted passion for all of that kind of stuff. I love to think. I love to critically think. I love to challenge thoughts, all of that. I just have a passion for it. And so for me, acquiring a PhD is not even so much for the title as it is much more dedicated to the process of learning and being able to be in spaces where it cultivates that culture of deep-rooted thinking and critical thought, right? So for me, if I define purpose as a noun, as a person, place, or thing, I now define who I am, what I do, and where I am based upon the acquisition or obtaining the PhD. So the moment I finish and complete my dissertation, I defended it. They now pronounce me Dr. Rohan K. Samuels. Get ready, because that's what you're going to be hearing. You're going to be sick of me. I'm not. But if I define purpose based upon that, then I have defined purpose according to a noun, a person, place, or thing. It now shapes my identity. It's defined by where I am, right? It is something that I have acquired. However, though, isn't it just as much purpose, if you will, quote unquote, when I am going through the process of acquiring the PhD? Isn't it not also purpose of writing and researching and having to do things on the side to ensure that I create space to learn and to acquire this? Isn't it just as much purpose that I have to go through countless conversations with my supervisor and my readers? Is it just as much purpose to have to literally endure this process of going to Mount Everest, which is my PhD? Isn't it just as much purpose to go through all of that? And I say yes, because again, purpose for me is not a noun. Purpose is a verb. It's an action. It's an act. So purpose is not just what I accomplish. Purpose is what I do. Here it is. And what I'm also doing. And so that means you are in purpose. If we're going to define purpose according to a verb, it simply means, ladies and gentlemen, that you are in purpose even when you have not accomplished what you set forth to accomplish. But you're in the process of that. You are in purpose. Let me just give you an example. Fathers, husbands, you are in purpose even when you don't feel you're making the most money, you're not in the best career, but you are working that job, even though it may not be favorable to you in the sense that you may not like it as compared to where you think you should be, but your kids are not going to bed hungry. Your bills are being paid. You still got a roof over your head. Your kids are healthy and well. You are in purpose pursuing that. Yeah, because purpose is not so much about the acquisition of something major. I'm not saying that, I'm not saying that that's not purpose. I'm just saying it's not purpose alone. Purpose is also what you do to ensure that whatever you're attached to, that can be your family, that can be your community, that can be your church, whatever the case may be, is seeing, is yielding fruit from what you are doing. And also, if that's the case, I would like to add in another sort of important caveat here, that purpose is not just about what you accomplish, what you have achieved, where you are at. Purpose is not just about what you're acting upon, what you're pursuing, what you're in process to. Purpose also reflects what is giving God glory. It is Ephesians 2 that tells us that we are God the Father's workmanship created for good works. Right? These good works is not good works for ourselves. These good works are good works for the Father, which means whatever you are doing with your hands, whatever you're doing with your mind, whatever you are doing, you are pursuing purpose because it's giving God glory. Oh, man, if I was in my church, I'd be like, I'm preaching and better than y'all responding. Yeah, man. I think that's good right there. I think you are pursuing purpose even in the spaces that may feel not like your final destination. You are in purpose even in the spaces that seems like a prison, but yet in the same breath, God is getting glory out of it. I guess I'm trying to deconstruct how we view purpose, because oftentimes, and this very, excuse me, as I go in a little bit of rant, this very Western capitalistic, driven market mindset has us to believe until you become a doctor, until you become a lawyer, until you become this and that, that now has this type of salary and this kind of benefits and all that kind of stuff, you're not in purpose. Until, you're doing something great that perhaps others can define value according to and see and define value according to their terms and place it on you, then you're not in purpose. I want to deconstruct that thought for every person that was pursuing something that seems unorthodox and unconventional. And I want to encourage you that you are pursuing purpose. Why? Because so as long as your posture is of God, so as long as your posture is right, it is pure, and God is getting the glory, you are producing good works, even though according to our natural structures that define success, you are successful. Why? Because God is getting glory out of it. In other words, as I am pursuing my doctorate, as I'm pursuing my PhD, and I'm not there yet, I'm in the process of reading and researching and all that ground level work. God is getting glory even in the midst of this. This is good works that the Father glorifies in, and within the scope of the Father's mind and his thinking process, I'm pursuing purpose. Why? Because purpose is not just defined based upon what I achieved, what I hold in my hand. Purpose is what I'm doing. And so this is for every single person that will listen to this and asking the question, well, what is my purpose? Perhaps you're asking the wrong question. Perhaps you should be asking, or perhaps looking at your life and seeing all the things that your hands are currently occupied doing and ask the question, how can the Father be glorified in this? How can I produce good works in this? And I would tell you, you are pursuing purpose if that is your framework. So as opposed to saying, and again, this is not to say that if you loved law and you're now pursuing law and you're using that to, help and benefit the community and obviously glorify God, I'm not saying that you are not, that's not what I'm saying. I'm trying to deconstruct a singular viewpoint of how we define and view purpose, and now introduce to us to identify, evaluate, and assess what are we doing right now in our lives? What are we contributing to that we don't see as purpose because it's not what we have defined purpose to? It's not what culture or social media, it's not what our parents' expectations have defined, or even our personal expectations have defined as purpose. And I want to suggest to you, sir, ma'am, I believe you are right there in purpose. You are pursuing the very thing that will glorify God and produce good works. All right? So all in all, don't just view purpose as a noun, as a place you arrive at, as an identity that you think you now become, or a thing that you achieve or you hold or tangibly possess. Pursue purpose as a verb, what you're currently doing. Even though society, even though culture, even though your tradition may not value it or see it as such, in the eyes of God, if it's producing good works, you are created with that purpose that will glorify God. All right, let me know your thoughts. I'm just thinking through this. If it makes sense, tell me. If it doesn't, I'm looking forward to hearing why it doesn't. All right, love y'all. Be blessed.